There was full remote attendance during the most recent meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee, but one lawmaker, Committee Chairman Norm Major, explained, wouldn't be allowed to vote.
Mary, you're as important to us as anybody else is. That's what the rule is right now.
Mary is 94-year-old GOP Rep. Mary Griffin.
Yes, here in my home alone.
Under rules set by House Speaker Sherman Packard, to vote remotely during a hearing, you must be visible on screen. Because Griffin lacks a computer with a camera, she can't vote on bills in committee unless she travels to the statehouse, a policy roundly criticized by her committee mates on both sides of the aisle.
And I regret that we're in this situation. It's most unfortunate.
It certainly is.
But such courtliness in the face of COVID-induced change isn't always the rule these days. The legislature's only been in session for about a month, but signs of Zoom fatigue, or worse, are on the rise. Take this exchange between two senators, Sharon Carson of Londonderry and John Reagan of Deerfield. Both Republicans sit on the Senate Executive Administration Committee. It came after Carson left the virtual meeting to take a call without telling colleagues.
I'm back. I'm sorry. My daughter is currently hospitalized, and her doctor is on the phone. I'm going to put the committee in recess for 10 minutes. Thank you.
Nobody else can do anything.
That was Reagan under that beat, muttering an obscenity at Carson. He later apologized. It's debatable whether Zoom is to blame for such an exchange, but holding remote hearings does change dynamics between colleagues like Carson and Reagan, but also between lawmakers and people who testify on bills. Committee chairs effectively wield more power in remote hearings, to leave meetings without announcing it as Carson did, but also to shut down testimony they may not want to hear.
Peaceful demonstrators that are your constituents. They marched for peace, equity, and justice.
That was Jordan Thompson, an ACLU and Black Lives Matter organizer, who was cut off while testifying on Zoom about police reform before House committee recently. GOP committee chair Daryl Abbas silenced Thompson several times by muting him on Zoom. Telling a member of the public to suspend their testimony isn't unheard of at the State House, but Zoom gives committee chairs a power they don't have in person. The ability to literally silence a citizen with the touch of a button on their laptop. None of this, the technology, the tensions, necessarily makes for an easy legislative session, and lack of close contact is making things difficult for almost everyone who does business with the legislature these days, reporters hoping for insight from a lawmaker, or those who earn their living hoping to sway them. Bruce Berkey has been a lobbyist at the State House for decades, but over the past year, he spent hardly any time there.
You know, this process really is a people business. And hopefully there'll be some adjustments along the way here so that it gets back to as near as normal as we can have during this particular year.
Normal remains a relative term these days, but one stab at it will come later this month when the full House is slated to meet in session indoors for the first time this year. The meeting's location has yet to be announced, but it won't be on Zoom. Josh Rogers, NHPR News.